Parshas Bucha Kosai has a theme that you can call it as a carrot and a stick, and it's really based on one very important point. The parasha describes tremendous schar one gets if one is b'chukosai teilechu, if one follows in the chukos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'chukosai teilechu, my statutes you shall observe. And it talks about, you give rain in the right time, you'll have plenty, you'll have bracha, you'll have success, you'll have peace, you'll win in the wars. And then later on in the parasha, and if you don't, b'chukosai teimosu, if you don't follow in the chukos of Ribbono Shel Olam, then you have all the opposites. You have Holocaust. If that's the case, if everything is depending upon the b'chukosai teilechu, what does it mean b'chukosai teilechu? In other words, if this is the point, if you do fulfill b'chukosai teilechu, you have everything. If you don't fulfill b'chukosai, or b'chukosai teimosu, you go against the chukos, whatever this is, then you have nothing. In fact, you have terrible tzoros. You have Holocaust. What is b'chukosai teilechu? So Rashi says, in b'chukosai teilechu, Rashi brings some Torah's koinim from the Medrash. Yochul zeh kima mitzvahs. Perhaps b'chukosai teilechu is referring to the fulfillment of mitzvahs. So Rashi, it can't be. Kesho ha'ima, when the pasuk says, v'es mitzvosai tishmru v'asisem oisom harakim ha'mitzvahs omur. In other words, it's talking about the mitzvahs. It already talks about mitzvahs later on in the pasuk, and therefore b'chukosai teilechu can't be talking about mitzvahs, because otherwise it seems to be an unnecessary repetition. Homani mekayim im b'chukosai teilechu. What does it mean im b'chukosai teilechu? Everyone knows this. Shetiyu amelim b'teira, that a person should be immersed in Torah. You should be laboring in Torah. And therefore, v'sis moysa tishmoira means if you're amel b'teira in order to keep the mitzvahs. In other words, this pasuk is talking about the chiyuv to be omal b'teira, to be oisik b'teira, to delve into learning, to absorb oneself in learning. And if one fulfills this, one has everything. And if one does not fulfill this, then one has nothing. And there's no, the Apostle is telling us very simply, there's no substitute to learning Torah. Ramesh Feinstein talks about it. He said, don't come along and think that one can get away with any shortcuts in learning Torah. You know, one can do this, one could do that, one can go here, one can go there, one can learn, one can follow this mitzvah. There's no such thing. If you're omel b'Torah, then you are a yid who's going to receive tremendous bracha. If you're not, you're not. Finish. That's it. The obvious kasha is, if everything is depending upon this b'chukosai teilechu, if one's success in life, and chas v'sholom, the opposite, is focusing on b'chukosai teilechu, what makes sense to be more specific to what we're talking about? In other words, without this Rashi, you know what? I'll go straight to the art scroll. An art scroll, let's say, doesn't have Rashi. Yeah, the art scroll, the big art scrolls, the Tanakh doesn't have Rashi. Read the art scroll, if you'll go in my statutes and observe them. That's not pshat. According to Rashi, b'chukosai teilechu means if you're omel b'teira. Translation, yeah, means if you have to be omel b'teira. And therefore, what happens if you go in my statutes? You follow in Hashem's ways, but you're not oisik b'teira. Then you'll get a Holocaust, right? And if you are oisik b'teira and you're not necessarily medakdek in all the very very fine points of the mitzvahs, you'll get an oinish for not fulfilling that. But you will get bracha from the Torah. So it seems that if the Torah is giving over this important message that everything depends upon this, would it not have made sense to say you should be oisik in Torah? Why in b'chukosai teilechu? Why wrap it up in this very ambiguous wrapping? And even the wrapping, even the description itself is strange. B'chukosai means statutes, means something that is ununderstandable. It's something that is beyond me. That is supposed to define Asik b'Torah. That's supposed to define delving in Torah. On the contrary, Torah is all about logic. Torah is all about using one's brain. Torah is all about understanding what we've learned. Why use Torah as a description of b'chukosai? If asik b'Torah and omel b'Torah, if working and delving and learning is all about what the b'chukosai means, it shouldn't use the word b'chukosai. It should mean something that we understand. What's going on over here? So I want to go through a few very, very powerful Divrei Torah, which I believe is a complete paradigm shift to the way the world and Nesil B'nai Torah understand what Limud Torah is all about. And unless a person understands these lessons properly, then even if we sit in yeshiva and learn, we can still ultimately walk away with a wrong message of what Limud Torah is. Certainly those people who don't have the education of what Limud Torah is certainly have the wrong idea. And that's why we addressed, people who are learning Torah addressed, you know, how long are you going to sit and learn for? When are you finishing your course? Yeah, people come across it, and to them it may be absolutely correct, because that's a correct question you would ask a person who's studying medicine, or a person who is studying to be an accountant. But when it comes to Torah, these few words give us an entirely new understanding of what it's all about. First of all, the Chasam Sofer says that there is a mitzvah to be lasik b'divrei Torah, to be oisik in Torah. Oisik in Torah means to take a sugya and to break it apart. Not to just do it through iberflechlech, like it's in Yiddish, over the top. To take it, to ask questions, to answer, to bring proofs, to break it apart. That is the idea. To take every mitzvah, whether it's kedushin, or whether it's gittin, or whether it's luluf, or whether it's matzah, or whether it's kobonos, and take it apart like a Gemara does, and the Rishonim, and the Achreinim, and Svaros, rip it apart. And that is what it's all about. He said, but there is one precondition. The precondition is that before you start learning, you have to understand that those things that is beyond your understanding is a lack in you, not a lack in the Torah. By all means, go to the Torah, break it apart, ask questions, answer. By all means, that is chili, what the Torah is all about. But at a certain stage where you can't understand, it's ridiculous. That is not a word you use when you're talking about a posuk, or talking about a mishnah, or talking about a rishon, or even an achron. It's a problem in you. Where we have come from, with our Western education, with, unfortunately, maybe some timtum hanefesh, we can't understand what Rav Akiva Eiger is saying. But I think Rav Akiva Eiger got it wrong. No, you've got it wrong. Yeah, Rav Akiva Eiger understood what's going on over here. We can attempt to answer, by all means. But when it gets to a stage where you don't understand, look at the fault in oneself. Don't look at the fault in Chas V'Shalom, any words of the Torah. And this is a very, very powerful differentiation between what we call the Olam HaTorah, the world of people who take Torah as their guiding light, and those people who are maybe Jewish and maybe following mitzvahs but are outside of Olam HaTorah. They don't see Torah as an absolute. They see Torah as something that helps them with their agenda to maybe keep mitzvahs, to have a spiritual experience, maybe to feel part of a greater Jewish group. But when it comes to a stage where I don't understand, then I am the one who is standing above the Torah, and the Torah at that stage has got to step back, because I don't understand it, so therefore I'm not going to do it. Or a God of a Torah says something with his Yediyah Satorah, with his Tahara, with his purity that he's been sitting learning years after year after year, 20, sometimes who knows how many hours a day learning Torah, and he becomes a shtik kedusha, he becomes a chelik, he's mamish a kli of kodosh, and you ask him a shaila, and or he says a particular statement and you don't agree with it, then you have to step back and say, I don't understand, there's something wrong with me. It's not pashat, I disagree with him. Yeah, it's a problem with you. Zois chukas ha-Torah. When you want to be oisik b'Torah, understand that at certain stages it's a chok. You want to understand something, step back. Do you understand shatnas? Do you understand porah dumo? So you're going to cut that out of the Torah? No. So too, when you're oisik b'Torah, when you're being oisik in what you're doing, you've got to sometimes step back and say, I don't understand, there's a problem in me, chas v'shalom, nothing, no problem with Torah. Zois chukas ha-Torah. When you want to be oisik in Torah, when you're dealing here with a melim b'Torah, then sometimes you'll just step back as a chok. I don't understand. Maybe I'll come back to it. Maybe I'll ask. Maybe I'll inquire. But at this stage, it's a kasha. It's a tzorach in gadol, not a tos. The Gemara asks kasha. Gemara asks a question. Gemara leaves it as a kasha. A question. No, it's wrong. Kasha. You walk away. Carry on. That's the first vote from the Chassan Sefer. The Ksav Sefer brings a Bach, and he connects it with this week's parasha. The Bach says in Orach Chaim Siman Mem Zayin, he says that if you look into the Birchas HaTorah, it doesn't say Lilmoid Torah. Ashek Shalom Svoitz Vana Lilmoid Torah. It says La'asik B'divrei Torah. La'asik B'divrei Torah really means busy yourself with B'divrei Torah. Busy yourself with B'divrei Torah does not mean fulfilling the intellectual pursuit of acquiring knowledge. La'asik B'divrei Torah means completely immersing yourself, surrounding yourself with Torah. It means putting your whole body and mind and soul into Torah. La'asik B'divrei Torah. Ask the Ksav Sefer, why is it that when it comes to B'divrei Torah, is it so crucial that asik b'Torah, the involvement in Torah, the busying yourself, the breaking your head over it, why is it so different to any other mitzvah? Any other mitzvah, Ashek Lulav and Esrug, no mitzvah to be moisan nefesh Ashek Lulav and Esrug. There's an Indian to take a little mess. If it becomes easier, fine. But with Torah, it seems to be different. Torah seems to be different. Torah, it seems to be that the Asik B'Torah is what it's all about. What is it? Why is the Asik B'Torah so important? And in fact, the Gemara says in Megillah that without the Asik B'Torah, yeah, you're not going to acquire it. In other words, it's not just something, a detail in learning Torah, that we learn Torah, but it's advantageous. It is better if you completely immerse yourself in Torah. In fact, Chazal tell us, unless you're Oisik in Torah, you don't even begin with Torah. The Gemara says, Lo yagata mutsasa al tamin. If a person says, I didn't work hard in Torah, and I became a Talmud Chacham, do not believe him. Don't believe him. Says the Gemara, "Vahani mili legirsa." That's dafka when it comes to learning. Avol lemaso matan yeish eina yegeo amoitza. When it comes to other things in the world, when it comes to business, yeah, many people have made it rich by not working too hard. Yeah, you know, people win money on the lottery, and they're driving around Maseratis, and they've done a day of work in their life. Right. So therefore, when it comes to Torah, Torah is not pshat, learn, and you can receive learning, but it's better if you immerse yourself. No, if you say, lo yagati mitzosi, I was not miyagei, I never worked hard, and I'm a ben Torah, it's a sheker, it's impossible. It's impossible to reach Torah unless you work hard. Why? Why is it so important to work hard? Why is it so important to work hard by Torah more than anything else? There's no mitzvah to work hard to get lulav and esrog. If it's easy to get lulav and esrog easily, other rabbi get it. Torah, there's an inyan to work hard. If you don't work hard, you haven't got it. Why? Why is that so important? So the Mishnah says, "Hafoichba vafoichba dekulavo." Work inside it. Work hard. Carries on the Mishnah. Ben heihe oimim lepum tzara agra. What's the connection? Says the Ksav Sefer like this. He said, we all know this, at the end of a siyum, when you finish a mesechta, we finish a mishnayis, Rav Nechunya ben Akona oime. Yeah, Rav Nechunya ben Akona says, we say in the Hadron, Ono amelim v'heim amelim. We work and they work. Ono amelim akablim schar. We work and we receive reward. V'heim amelim v'einim akablim schar. And they work and don't receive reward. Ask Ksav Sefer, what, they don't receive reward? If people work hard, you know, you see the bankers, investment bankers, they work hard. And they come back with a very nice reward. They're coming home. They've got a beautiful pad in Mayfair. They've got a beautiful car waiting outside. They've got a house in Costa Sol. What? That's not in Makablam Schar. So we work and we get Schar. They work and don't get anything for it. Of course they get things for it. They've got a beautiful pension plan. They've got dental treatment. What's in Makablam Schar? Of course they're getting Schar. Zogtay like this. He said, but only by Torah there's a unique element. By Torah, it's all about the Amala. It's all about the Amala. If a person is trying to invent a product, right? He's trying to make a difference to the world of computer technology. And he makes his prototype, makes that prototype, and it doesn't work. Right? Nobody is going to give him money for his efforts. Nobody's going to give him a prize for the efforts that he did into trying to make this product. It's not going to work. Nobody became rich from their efforts. Doesn't work. Yeah? How many times did they say that when they made a light bulb? Yeah? How many prototypes? Tens of thousands until it actually came with the light bulb. But if he would have stopped earlier on, we'll have a light bulb. Right? Fine. But he got the schar and eventually made a breakthrough to actually come up with this light bulb. So the schar there is with the finished product. But nobody pays him for the 10,000 broken light bulbs he has until that stage. Eventually, when he made it, and he actually came through with something, that was greatness. And it was worth his while. On the contrary as well, you can get people who you don't have to work hard at all, and they make it even without working hard. Again, you can win the lottery, you can get inheritance. You don't have to work a day in your life, you become a multimillionaire. Right? Therefore, the effort is nothing to do with the result in the schar. You can get a tremendous amount of effort and get nothing, and you get no effort and you get tremendous wealth. With Torah, it's completely different. With Torah, it's all about the effort. It's all about the amala. It's all about the effort you put into it. Which means that if you work hard, you get schar. If you work hard, you get schar. If you don't work hard, then you're poshut, you're not learning Torah. You may have the chokhmas of Torah, you may have the wisdom of Torah, and we'll see soon what that means according to Rosh Hashanah. It's got a beautiful piece in a second. But that's not what Torah is all about. Torah is all about the work you put in. And the work is what you're getting paid for. And therefore, unless you're omel b'Torah, the amelis b'Torah is the mitzvah. Do you understand? The amelis b'Torah is the mitzvah. It's not a condition to get the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to produce. The mitzvah is to work hard in getting there. It's the end in itself. The working hard is the end in itself. That's omel amelim mekabelim schar. We work... and we get schar, even if at the end of it we don't understand Tosfos. We don't come out with a rabbonus. We didn't become a rabbi. When are you going to become a rabbi? Yeah, have you ever heard this one before? You've been learning in yeshiva now for 2 years. When are you going to become a rabbi? You're right. It's a very good question if it's all based on goals, and that's what it's all about. The goal is to get a title. You don't go to university, walk out of university, if you didn't get a degree, it's not going to help you. I studied university for 15 years. Yeah, where's your degree? It's worked hard. You know, never, right? Become a politician. Yeah, but don't become a... That's what's going to happen. And therefore, it's all about work. Om amelim makablim schar. She amelim b'teira is not a tenai in order to be able to reach Torah in the end. The amelim b'teira is a mitzvah in itself. And therefore, lasik b'divrei seira is the mitzvah. Without the asik b'teira, it's nothing. On that, the Chasam Sofer says a fantastic vort. Again, this was a Ksav Sofer. Says the Chasam Sofer a beautiful vort. Chasam Sofer, the father of Ksav Sofer, says it this. He says, later on in the parasha, it says, V'nasati gishmeichem it on Pasuk Dalet, I'll give you the rains in the right time. V'nasno ha'oretz yivulo, and the earth will give its produce. V'eitz hasodeh yitein pirioi. The Eitz HaSodah Yitin Piri means the tree of the field will give its fruit. Now, the tree of the field to give its fruit isn't such a chiddush. Yeah? Regularly, trees of the field give fruit. Unless things really go bad, yeah, a really terrible year of famine or hurricanes, yeah, trees give fruit. What's the Eitz HaSodah Yitin Piri? It says Rashi, the Eitz HaSodah Yitin Piri Yehein Ilonei Srak. These are referring to the trees that are not fruit-bearing. Va'asiden lasis peris. And they are destined to produce fruit. Yeah. In other words, even trees that don't give out fruit, with a brach of amelim b'Torah will give out fruit. Asik Sam Sefer, we have apple trees, we have orange trees, we have grapefruit trees, we have lemon trees, we have peach trees. We have so many hundreds of different fruit trees. Why do we need a brocha that ilonei srak, trees that don't expect fruit to come out, they'll give fruit? You've got enough fruit. go to a supermarket, Kanayin Ahara, Baruch Hashem, we have abundance of fruit. We need fruit also coming from an oak tree. Okay, oak tree is a nut. Whatever.
Thorn bushes.
A thorn bush from an ash tree? You know, an ash tree is going to produce fruit. Baruch Hashem, here's an ash fruit. What do we need that for? What do you need? What special brocha that the Lonis Srak will give it? Says a Chassam Sefer. The Gemara says, he bases it on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, sorry, the Mishnah is an obvious Perek Vav. Kol ha'oisik b'toyer lishma, zoicha ledvar maharbe. If a person's oisik b'toyer lishma, he zoicha to many things. What does that mean? What does it mean? Oisik b'toyer lishma, zoicha ledvar maharbe. So the Chassam Sefer said to Teres Mishnah like this. He says, the Gemara says in Brachos, Shnaim she'oiskin b'Torah, if two people learning Torah, Oz nidbru yireh Hashem ish re'eyu. When people are speaking yireh Hashem, people of fear Hashem speaking ish re'eyu, one man to the other, v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma, Kodesh Baruch Hu v'yakshev, turns his attention and hears, v'yikosev b'sefer zekor lefonav, and writes it in front of him, b'sefer zekor lefonav. What does that mean? So he says that this, the Rabu Sahu, the Chiddush is, Shafilu Oisoi, Shato'o, even the one, two people learning together, one made a mistake in how to learn, other one corrected him, Yizkuru Dvorov V'Sefer HaChaim L'malo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes this person's incorrect conclusion, or incorrect Svorah upstairs in Shemaim, V'Hainu Zoichel Dvorim Harabe, that's Peshat Yibi Zoichel to great things. Shafilu HaDvorim She'enon Tzoidkim, even though things are incorrect, Zoicha Behemi gets a schar for. Which means two chavrus are arguing Pshat and Toisvus. One is right and one is wrong. But they're working the Shmot. They really want to get Pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes on all the wrong svaros that this person said and writes them down. And he gets schar for them. Why? It's the wrong conclusion. The teretz is that it's not about result. Obviously, a person can't become a pesik when he works very hard. A person's got to have a system of where he knows the halacha l'maisa. But we're not talking about halacha l'maisa. We're talking about learning Torah. Even those things that are completely wrong svaros, if he was learning Torah lishma, if he was learning to get right pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those things and makes them fruitful. In b'chukosai teilechu, if you oisik b'Torah, then what? That even Ilone Sirak, even trees that don't bear fruits, which means even those things that don't result in real halacha at the end, produce fruit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu relishes those. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treasures those trees, those fruits that you have made by you just being Isik b'Torah, learning Torah. Now I want to move over to something we don't usually do, to the Haftorah. And the Haftorah Parshas B'chukosai, this is a fantastic piece from Shimon Schwab. Let me tell you, Shimon Schwab, every piece is fantastic, but this is something outstanding. Mamish, it's Kamat Nevuah. If you look in Parshas B'chukosai and the Haftorah, it brings a very, very well-known statement. Koi Oma Hashem. So says Hashem, Oro hagever asher yiftach ba'odom. Cursed is a man who trusts in people. V'som bosa zeroyoi, and makes mortals his strength. Umin Hashem yosu liboi, and turns his heart away from Hashem. What will be with a person who trusts man rather than Hashem? For hoyo ka'ar ar ba'arava, he will be like a lone tree in the wilderness. V'lo yireh, and he will not see ki yovei toiv, when the goodness comes. V'shochan chareirim b'midbo, he will dwell in the arid desert. Malecho v'lei seishev, in a sulphurous inhabited land. That's a person who is yiftach ba'odom, who trusts man. Boruch hageve ash yiftach b'Hashem, however, blessed is a man who trusts in Hashem. V'hoya Hashem miftachoi, and he trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Carries on the pasuk, v'hoya ke'etz shosol alimayim, he will be like a tree that is planted near water. Val yuval yishalach shiroshov, and he'll spread its roots alongside brooks. Vlo yireh, and he will not see ki yovei choyim, when the heat will come. For yo aleihu ra'anon whose foliage will be fresh, ubishnas petzoris leyidog, and he will not be worried in years of drought, b'leyomish ma'asos pri, and he'll never stop producing fruit. Okay? So this is the difference between boruch hagever, asher yiftach ba'odom, v'yishach b'ashem, and orah hagever, asher yiftach ba'odom. It's all about Yeshua, bitochen. It's all about bitochen. You read out from this, all about bitochen. What's it got to do with Parshas Bukhu Kaysai? Says the Medrash. And this Medrash is actually, you all know this, this is a posuk in, this is a Mishnah in Ovus. Tanan. Reb Lezer ben Azariah hoya oime. Reb Lezer ben Azariah says, Kol shechochmosoi mruba memaisov, anyone whose chochma is more than his maisov, his, let's call them actions, lomo hudoime, who is he similar to? Le'ilon shanofof mruba meshoshim odim. A tree whose branches are many and his roots are few. V'ruach bo, a wind will come, v'oikri v'hoitchosu upon will come along and knock it over. Shnema, and he brings a pasuk that we just called out, v'hoyo ka'ar or ba'arova, and it'll be like a lone tree in a wilderness, and he brought the pasuk we talked about here of this poor tree lying itself, standing in a desert, that will be afflicted with all terrible stuff. That is a person whose chochma is more than his maisov. Aval, says the Mishnah, kol shemaisim rubam b'chochmasoi, a person whose maisim are more than his chochma, lomo hudoyma, what's he similar to? Le'ilon, to a tree, sha'anofov mu'otin, whose branches are few, u'shroshov merubim, but whose roots go down deep. Sha'afilo kol ruchoy sheba'olam, even if all the winds of the world come along, bo'ois v'noishvois boi eim mazizin oisim m'koim will not move from the place, shenema, fo'ayo ke'et shosu apal gemayim, yeah, and it would be like tree, that will be planted next to water, and it spread its roots, etc., etc. Okay? So therefore, these psukim that we just read out from the Haftarah, they're talking about bitochen, yiftach ba'odom, and yiftach ba'ashem. This time, Reb Lezer ben Azariah connects that to a person whose maisim are more than his chochma, then he is like this strong tree who can't get knocked over. And that's how we compare it to Boruch Hagever Shiftach ba'ashem. The other case, or where a person's chochma, his wisdom, is more than his maisim, he is connected to Orah HaGever, that the tree comes and he can get blown over easily. Asks Rav Shimon Schwab two questions. Number one, who's talking about bitochen over here when it comes to learning Torah? Who are we talking about, if a person's more wise than he has actions, which Kepshutai, translated very... very loosely means a person's wisdom is more than his Yerushalayim. His chochma more than Yerushalayim. What's got to do with bitochen? The tree that we're talking about is talking about bitochen. The example we give talking about bitochen, right? A person has bitochen, he's well rooted, he's got deep roots, nothing will happen. A person doesn't have bitochen, any small thing can knock him over. We can understand that. What's it got to do with a person with Yerushalayim that has more than chochma Yerushalayim? Number one. Secondly, it should be exactly the opposite. What is the root of a person's actions? When it comes to a root, you know, you go back to the root of it. You go back to, you know, a person does a terrible crime. Yeah? So you get this criminal psychologist who's sitting down and evaluate him. And you work it back to his thought process. In other words, the chochma, should be the root. Correct? And the action should be the branches that come out from the roots. Therefore, the person whose chochma is more than his maisim should be the tree with deep roots with few branches. Correct? And the person who has maisim more than his chochma should be like the tree who has a lot of branches, a lot of things came out from it, a lot of actions, a lot of stuff going on, but doesn't have deep foundations in chochma. Chochma is everything. Chochma is wisdom. Yeah. So how can Reb Lezer ben Azariah say a person who is wise but doesn't have many maisim is this tree that has very little roots? On the contrary, the root of all our actions, the basis of where everything we do comes from, is from our chochma. That the more wisdom a person has, the deeper roots he has. It should be exactly the opposite. Says Reb Shimon Schwab like this, that you have to translate two things. Okay, there's chochma. What we're talking about here is chochma and his maisa. What's the difference? What's the chochma and maisa we're talking about over here? I'm not into this too much. It talks about the Mishnah says, Dalam Midas Baholcha Beis Medrash, Hoylich Veina Oise, Schalicha. What's Oise? What's Hoylich? What does this all mean? So he says that this. There are two parts. Listen to this, Rabbi. This is a Yisoy. This is an incredible clout. Remember this. It's such an unbelievable thing. It's Mamish. You'll learn differently. He said there's two different portions, there are two different parts, complete separate parts of learning Torah. One part is called Maisa, and one part is called Chochma. The Maisa is not referring to as Yerushalayim. The Maisa we're talking about over here, the Maisa we're talking about over here is his effort. Maisa over here is talking about his Hasmoda. His Hasmoda. Maisav means he is there on time for Seder. He is learning the entire Seder. He is working hard to work every minute of that Seder. He is making sure he's learning when he should. He is spending time, putting in effort to learn more than he generally would expect of himself. That is Maisav. Each person to their own. A guy learning in Yeshiva, obviously the whole day. A person who's working, he spends time, his kaveya itim, he fits a time in to learn. That's Maisav. Maisav means working hard to sit and just sit in front of that Gemara and work. But it does not mean that you come into any necessarily a conclusion that's going to help you in your wisdom in Torah. It doesn't mean you're going to come from here with a fantastic vort you can tell somebody else. It could be you're working and working on one line of Rashi the entire morning. But you're working. Your mom is working. You're not dozing off. You're not dreaming. You're working in this Rashi. Somebody's asking, what have you learned? Your wife comes, you come home to your wife. No, what did you learn today? I learned about Tzoras Erevah. Yeah, I couldn't work at the Rashi. Sorry? Tzoras Erevah. I'm going to my Tagrei Lud. What's the matter with you? What have you done? So what have you done? You've done the Maisa. You're done, you sat down there and you've worked hard. Right? That's Maisa. On the other hand, we have a person who has Chochma. What's Chochma? A person comes along and he goes to a Shia. He goes to a Shia. And the Shia is phenomenal. The guy who, the Magid Shia, the Rosh Shiva, the Rebbe, the Rav, he stands and gives an incredible Shia. And you just listen with your ears open. And you come out, you can say over 50 things he said. Brilliant! No effort, b'chlav. Okay, you walk to shul. But you just sat there mesmerized by the genius of this man. But there's absolutely no maisa. There's chokhmah. So you've come out with wisdom. You've come out with stuff that you can say over, but there's no chokhmah there. There's no maisa there. There's chokhmah. Obviously, the ideal would be to have maisa and chokhmah. You work hard and you come out with a conclusion. Now, that'd be fantastic. That way you become a rov. That way you can become lilmoy demonos lasis. That's fantastic. Yeah, but there's two different parts. There's lilmoid, there's to learn. There's to learn, which is putting in your koichas of maisa, and the chokhma, which is basic intellect. You come out with the conclusions out of the work. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, that's what the pasuk is talking about over here. When a pasuk is talking about a person who has maisa ruba b'chokhmasi, his actions are more than his chokhmah, is talking about a person who is immersing himself in learning unconditionally. He doesn't care whether he has the results, whether he ultimately comes out with pshat. He has to work right now. You know, if he doesn't finish shas, I tried my best, but I'm working. If I don't get smicha, it doesn't matter. The ikka is, I am working hard. I don't have to understand everything, but I am there because of Kodesh Baruch Hu told me there's a mitzvah to be oisik b'toira. And that's what I'm there for. I am oisik b'divrei Torah. That's who I am. I'm working and working. You know what's going to happen? If you one day don't get pshat in Rashi, you won't be discouraged. Because that is what you're there for. You're there to work. And therefore you can get a big wind coming along there. It's not going to blow you out of the base of Medrash. It's not going to do anything to you because I'm there to work. So then what difference does it make? I'm here to work. Did I get pshat? Didn't. Did I understand shit? No. Did I work as hard as I can? Yes. So what do you want from me? Therefore any discouraging word, oh what a shit, I can't do it. Fine, I'm here to work. Nothing's going to push you away. Masha ain't kind of person who's only there to come out with pshat. And you know, I am there to understand. I'm not there to work. Once you don't understand, or something is beyond you, forget it, what are the leaders for? out you go. The wind blows you out. That is a person who's Chochmos and Rabbah Mamaisov. That's Peshat over here, Rabbi Yisai. The roots that we're talking about is the roots of the work where it all began from. A person who has Maisim, who has work, who's willing to put his head down in the Gemara and work and work, he's got deep roots. And the Mela, sometimes, he has Chochma coming out from that. Sometimes he has branches. But the Ikka is the roots, and nothing can blow him out of that base medrash. Nothing can take away his enjoyment from learning. Because he is enjoying the effort. On the contrary, a person who is just about, doesn't have deep roots, not willing to work very hard, is all about the genius, going to a good shir, walking out from a brilliant shir, here's something brilliant, magidish, that's it. Not willing to make the effort, as soon as he doesn't understand the shir, or he doesn't enjoy the shir, he's out, he's finished, not interested anymore. That's it, it's all over. Right, that's a person whose roots aren't deep. What's that got to do with betochen? The parsha, the Haftarah is talking about betochen. Baruch Hagev Hashem Yiftach Ba'odom. Baruch Hagev Hashem Yiftach Ba'Hashem. Or Odom Hashem Yiftach Ba'odom. Yeah? What's it got to do with a person who is willing to work hard? Says Rav Shimon Schwab, how is it possible for a finite fleshiger cup? We've got a brain made out of flesh. It's made out of meat. Yeah? It's a brain made out of protein. What is it? What is it? And we, as human beings, living in Olam Hazeh, surrounded by all different kinds of attractions and tumah and everything else, we are going to stand Divrei Lekim Chaim. We are going to understand what Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind for Kiyum Olam. We can understand the infinite mind of Rabbeinu Shlomo. How is that possible? How is that possible? You know what's impossible. So how do we do it? With Bitochen. What's a Bitochen? We work hard. Rabbeinu Shlomo, I'm doing what I have to do. You have to give me everything else, Ishtadlus. And you will do what you need from me. That's Rabbein Shleilam. That is a Baruch Hagev Ashiftach Bashem. That is a person who believes that all he has to do is all about Isik Batera. It's all about the work he puts into Torah. It's nothing about the results. This person is about Bitochen. I don't understand how I'm going to understand this. But I know what I have to do. That person, in B'chokosai Teilechu, if he works in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, then he's going to get all the bracha. In the Oisik B'Torah, then he's going to get all the bracha. However, a person is all about the wisdom, the genius of the Torah. Yeah, you used to get people, Rahman al-Itzlan, Ponovich Rav once went to South Africa. And he was there for many, many months raising money for the yeshiva. And he made a siyum of Masechtas Shabbos with a large group of people who learned Gemara Shabbos with him. And he said he was the only person that actually kept Shabbos. They would sit there, Litvashe Yidden, who came across, they would sit there with their cigar on Shabbos, understanding a Shver Rashi, a difficult Tosfos, a Shver Rambam. They'd sit there, it was intellectual pursuit. Once they didn't understand it, that's ridiculous. You know, I remember once giving Shir in Eish HaTorah. And I was going through a difficult Gemara, and one guy just stands up and he says, Rashi is, I don't want to say the word, whatever. And he's like, whoa. So I was really upset, you know. I was like a fresh guy. I just came from the Mir. So I went to Reb Berkowitz. So Reb Berkowitz, no, he's a person, I'm harf from a gadaf, you know, Rashi. He said, that's nothing. I once gave a hoshin the Rambam, the guy took out the Rambam and ripped it to shreds. That is all about intellect. It's not about working Oisik B'Torah. Having betochen that these are people, says a pasuk, Ora hageva sheyiftach ba'odom, the son bossas royoi. He thinks his head, his flesh, can come up with results. This person who's all about result based and not about the work that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah, he is Ora. He's never going to be successful. It's all about the effort. It's not about the result. That is im chokosai teleichu. Shetia melim b'teira is. La'asik b'divrei Torah is not a fine element of the mitzvah. It is the end in itself. It's oisik b'Torah. Adarabba. On the contrary, we ask our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have betochen that with our asik b'Torah, with our mola b'Torah, we will come out with results. But if we don't, it doesn't matter. Even our wrong svaros, says the Chassam Sefer, Kodesh Baruch Hu treasures and writes them down. Even the atzi sarak, the trees that don't give out fruit, the Kodesh Baruch Hu treats them as fruit. That is what we have to come to. That's the enjoyment we have to come into the Torah. I just want to finish off with one fantastic, fantastic vote from Rav Moshe Feinstein.
Why it's so hidden in the person of pasuk? This whole in the beginning, the first question is so hidden in the chabutai telech Rashi. Without Rashi, who was known nothing. So,
so I'm saying, oh, okay, good. So chukleisai telechu means we must the Torah. Don't look at Torah as a mitzvah. Don't look at Torah as the regular kind of all the other mitzvahs in the Torah, or all the regular things we do in life. Torah is exactly the opposite. It is totally against what we generally think. Normally, in mitzvahs, if a person tried to get lulav and esrog, right? He didn't shake lulav and esrog. So he may have got the schar for the trying, but he didn't shake lulav and esrog. He's minus. Don't get punished for it. With Torah, it's a chok. Chokosai teilechu, the pasuk adarabba. Of course it's talking about Amalabat Torah, but the Torah is giving us all the secrets of understanding the mitzvah in the word B'chukosai. B'chukosai teaches us, don't treat Torah as anything that's logical. Don't treat Torah as anything that's mundane, as usual, because it's all about exact opposite to what we think. It's first of all understanding the concept that if you don't understand, there's a problem within us. And secondly, everything else is normally a result-based world. It is a goal-achieved world. Torah is a chok. Torah is all about the work you put in. It's not about the result. Obviously, Shem Shemaim, you've got to do it lishmo. But that's a chukosai teilechu. The Amala b'Torah is wrapped up in a chok because it's all about the chok. That's what describes the very essence of what Torah is all about. Reb Moshe, I want to tell you something which is quite... It's an amazing thing. Reb Aaron Leib Shteyman, you should be well, is coming to Ramat Hashem tomorrow to Ramat Bet Shemesh. And by the way, you should all go. I mean, it's possible to you. You should go and see him. It's
the same time you can
share. So there won't be share. You should all go. There's no shayla. The Kovod HaTorah of Avada before Shavuos. There's no doubt you should go. The part of Bnei Torah for sure you should go. There's no doubt about it.
In his age, he can get there. We can take him.
Yes. Yeah, the Avada, there's no doubt you should go.
When is it?
Tomorrow, I think.
6:30.
There's no doubt you should go. He's coming. I found a bit of a secret exactly what he's going to be talking about. Okay? I'm on tape here, so I can't say too much. But, no, it's okay. It's okay. But the concept is the focus of treating yeshivas with a real respect. To know that Eretz Yisrael has a concept of yeshivas kedoshes. Yeshiva kedoshes means yeshivas that teach Torah, yomam v'layla mamish. And that is our kiyum. And that is what's going to help us survive. Teaching anything other than Torah itself at different stages of a boy's development is breaking our Masorah. That is what he's going to be speaking about. I don't want to go into too much detail. I'm even yovin, right? But the yeshivas, sending a boy to yeshiva katana, where he learns, the age of 13 or 14, learns Torah, that is the ideal. Different places, they're different minhagim, in America it's different, in Chutzoris it's different, they learn, take O-level, take A-levels, that's all with Das Torah, right? But again, that is a bidi evit. The lechatchila is, yoyman v'layla, she'a oiskin v'tayra, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us, v'chokosei teleichu, we don't need anybody else. Yeah, we don't need, oh, what's going to be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways and means of financing Klal Yisrael. Yeah? And therefore, he's going to speak very strongly about that. That is a concept what's come to do. And I want to bring you, Ramosh says this thought, Mamish on this parasha. At the end of the parasha, Mamish, just before we finish off and say, Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazak. The apostle talks about, by Maftir, the parasha talks about Maisa Boko. It talks about the din to give Maisa Behema. Yeah? In other words, if you have 10 animals, what you have to do is you put them through a small enclosure, like an opening, and the animals that walk through, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10. You put a mark on the animal, and that animal becomes Kodesh. Okay? Gives it to a coin, etc. B'chol ma'isa boka b'tzoyin. And any boka b'tzoyin, kol asher yavar tachas ha-shovet, anything that goes underneath this shevet is this stick. Ha'asiri yiyeh kodesh Hashem. The tenth form of kodesh Hashem. Carries on the parasha. Okay, that's the ideal mitzvah. Lo yivake ben tov l'ra. He shall not distinguish between good and bad. V'lo yemirenu, and he shall not substitute for it. Okay? Now, in other words, what does it mean? lo yivake ben toiv l'ra. Pshat is that, let's say I want to make sure that the best one becomes Maisa Behema. So what I do is I line them up very, very carefully, and I put the 10th one at the end. Says the Pasuk, no. Lo yivake ben toiv l'ra. Don't do that. Don't distinguish between the good and bad. Whatever comes out, that's what comes out. Asks Rav Moshe Feinstein, Darash Moshe, what's wrong with doing that? Where's this korban going? What's going to happen to this animal? It's going to go to become kodesh. Let's say I go into the field, I want to make one animal hektish. The animals are not meiser. They've already taken meiser from them, and they're all chulim, right? I want to take one to be a korban. You take the best one, choice one. So what's the problem with manipulating the order of how they leave in order that the best one becomes a korban? What's this levakim and tovdera? Furthermore, v'loyim merena means, and if it did, do not substitute it. In other words, if you did somehow do that, don't change them around later on. Don't say, okay, this 10th one was not so great, right? You know what? There's a much nicer number 4. It's much more, much better looking, much stronger looking. I'll change number 10 for number 4. No, you can't do it. Says Moshe, if already you can't even naturally ki'ilu, yeah? If in a way that you can't manipulate the numbers to go through, obviously a kosher kain, kavu chomer, how much more so, cannot later on actually physically change something that is kodesh, something that's not kodesh. It's a kavu chomer. What's going on over in the pasuk? Says Rav Moshe that very often people have a few kids, and they think to themselves, this one, my child, he is a natural learner. He's a tzaddik. You know what? I'll send him to this and this yeshiva. My other child, he's more naturally tuned towards business. I will focus him towards business. By the way, they do that in Japan. Yeah? Japan, at a very early age, they take the kids and they see what they're good at. By the way, it's actually quite successful in what they do. A child who's very interested in building, right? He builds amazing stuff with Duplo or with Lego or with Kapla or whatever it may be. Yeah, they eventually sideline him and they move him over to a construction courses, and they take him to be architects, etc. You get kids who are tremendous liars. They make them into right, and they basically move them over to various different courses. Says Ramesha, perhaps a person should think that with my children as well. This Balkishra and this child who's a natural learner, I'll move him over to this and this yeshiva. This one, you know what? I'll give him a couple of, I'll give him a couple of years in this and this, you know, business first, and I'll give him a yeshiva experience another time. Says Rav Moshe, no. Lo yivake ben toiv l'ra. You have no right to say who's good and who's bad. You have no right to say which one's going to be the Talmud Chacham and which one isn't. You have no right to do that. You can't manipulate facts. You can't say, choose that the choice, my choice child, I will dedicate to Torah. You have no right. They are all the same. They all have to give them equal rights in learning. And you know what, says Ramesha? A person who is taught the importance of Torah, the person who is given understanding and love of Torah, he will become great, whatever it is. You know, even the biggest shmeril, yeah? The Gemara says a person's neman with a migui. What's a migui? A migui is a person could have said a better lie. But one second, maybe the person's not so intelligent, no. When it comes to your own interests, every person knows how to say the better lie. Yeah? Why? A person knows. My father says when he was in technical school, there's one person, a real dunce. He couldn't remember a thing. But you could ask him any football school for the last 20 years in any of the FA, in the FA, right? In the football association. He could tell you any score in any game, straight off the bat, right? He can tell you exactly what's going on. Right, a person will do what he does. So the pasuk is saying, "Lo yivakim ben toiv l'ra." Don't manipulate your children. That the best one I'll give here, and the others, no, they're all the same. Let them go through the system normally. Give them all the same opportunity to become kodesh. Don't move one over the other. They all have the right to become the god lador. And if they don't, okay, they've tried, they've done the work, and they'll get scarred for that as well. But don't manipulate them. Says Rav Moshe, and later on in life, let's say you are actually doing very well in learning, but you know what? I can go out of learning now, and I can support the bigger Tamid Chacham Milani if I go to business. That says Rav Moshe v'loi merenu. Once you have chosen the path, once you're going along Torah, don't loi merenu, don't swap the Kedusha one to the other. I am not so choice, I do it on a better Korban, I'll swap the Kedusha for myself and support those people in Torah. No, you have the right to sit and learn yourself. You have the right to focus on your Olam Haba. V'loi merenu, that's what the Pasuk is saying. Number one, don't start off life pushing kids in different directions. Yeah, let them all go through the system, the normal system, give them every right and opportunity to become great. And once they have become great, don't take some out and say, you know what, you know, let the son is not doing so well, support the older son. No, you don't have to do that. You have no right to do that. If he wants to carry on, let him carry on the learning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ezus Hashem, will give us Isyas Tishmaya. Rabbi Chaim Kaufman, a Rebbe, once said that there was once there's a Rav in London called Reb Zev Feldman. He's a Rav of 69 in Sanford Hill. And he once was a Magid Shir here in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure, maybe Trabin, I'm not sure. One of the big yeshivas here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. And there was a Talmud who Nebuch was in learning and who posh was a Matzliach. Nebuch, he was not Matzliach. He just wasn't doing well. Wasn't doing well. So he took him to the stipler. And he said, listen, Gemara says a person went through 3 years and he couldn't, and it was not matzliach. He has a right to leave. So this boy wants to leave. He wants to take on a job. He wants to become a carpenter or something. But, you know, what do you want from this boy? So the stipler said, one second. Do you know how to learn a Gemara by yourself? No. No. Do you know how to learn Mishnais by yourself? No. I don't know. Tell me, do you know how to learn a Rashi? No. I can't. It's too hard. Can you learn Mishnah Berurah by yourself? No. I don't know how to. Can you learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch by yourself? Yes. Before you came to Yeshiva, could you learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch by yourself? No. So now can you? Yes. It's incredible success. Baruch Hashem, only 3 years? You can now learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch by yourself. What is unbelievable? You call it not successful? Get out of here! Threw him out. And this boy stayed in learning. Today, the boy knows the 6 halakim of Mishnah Berurah Baal Peh. He went to learn halacha. He's learning in a kodel. People ask him, where's this? Where's that? Where does it say this? And he is the authority in Mishnah Berurah in a very, very prestigious kodel in Eretz Yisrael. Is he the God Lador? No. Is he successful in learning? Absolutely on all counts. On his Amala B'Torah. And he had his Asiyah, and he got his Chochmah as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives success. This is B'chol Kosei Teilechu. It's all about the effort. It's all about the Maisa. It's all about the dedication. It's all about the Siyata Dishmaya that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we work. And that's what he finishes off over here. For Shimon Shvav. He says, that's what we daven every day. Every day we say, because of the betochen that our parents have, that you give us this success, that is why you should give us chukei chayim. That is why you should teach us life. Because of the das, because of what it's all the concept of understanding that we have to do what we can, everything else also from Rabbeinu Shlomo, then we are zoichot everything else. And that's what he says. By the end of Volet Zion Goyal, we say, Boruch HaGev V'Shiftach V'Hashem V'Hoyah Hashem Miftachoi. Yeah, this pasuk talking about B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it finishes off V'Yiftachu B'cho Yodei Shemecho. V'Yiftachu B'cho, and B'tochen to you Yodei Shemecho, those who know your name, Ki Lo Yazavto Dorashecho Hashem, because those will never leave you, those who Dorash Hashem. V'Yiftachu B'cho, in other words, those people who have B'tochen are those people who will ultimately become eventually B'Ezus Hashem. The Bnei Torah. B'chol Kosei Teilechu, Chazak, Chazak, V'Nes Chazak.